Toby Keith and American Soldier on the Pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John and friends, brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union, where they're stronger and they're smarter and they're sensible. And Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, guests from the community, we got a friend in here to talk about the Summer Awakening Viking Festival, which is going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the Dancing Ranch Farm down in Falk, Arkansas. You know, we had Ronnie and Susan Dancer in here yesterday talking about all the various events they got coming up in May and June, and they talked a little bit about this one, but we're going to kind of delve into it deeper to find out exactly what it's all about. And Michaela, I think years ago you might have been with us when we were in the old studio, because yes. I kind of remember you now. Mm-hmm. It took me a moment. Because I haven't had enough coffee this morning, but then I remembered, yeah, she's been on before, but it's been so long since you've been in. We're going to act like you're a newbie, okay?
That's okay. I'm a little shy anyway.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It's nothing to be shy about. When we have somebody new in, or they hadn't been in here a long time, we kind of just get a little bit about them. So where did you grow up?
So I actually grew up here. Mm-hmm. I graduated from Liberty Allo High School.
She's a Leopard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I am.
Yes.
Go Leopards.
Yes, ma'am. I went to Liberty Allo first through sixth grade, and then my family moved, so I had to move along with them at the time. But I got some Leopard in me as well. Oh. So what'd you do when you graduated high school?
So my life story is real crazy.
Well, that's all right.
I've basically tried to go to college for nursing school. Mm-hmm. That didn't really fit what I wanted to do. Right. Then I met Mr. Darby Tillis.
Yes.
And my whole world turned upside down.
He'll do that. Yeah, he'll do that.
Very much. Yeah. But it's all been a great adventure.
Well, that's good. You know, hey, life is an adventure.
Absolutely.
And you might as well enjoy it and kind of just hang on for the ride, as they say.
Absolutely. I'm ready for all the new adventures.
All the new adventures. Well, he is quite adventurous, and he's got lots of things going on, and you're with him. So let's talk a little bit about this. Now, for people that may be people out there that are very aware of it, and they go, yeah, I know all about it. I'm going to come. But there may be a lot of people out there that don't know, and, mm-hmm. and it might pique their interest. Summer Awakening Viking Festival, what is that all about?
Okay, so it's basically like a Renaissance festival. If you've ever been to medieval times, Scarborough Fair, or even the Renaissance festival that we had here in Texarkana for a while.
Right.
It's a lot similar to that, but it's more Viking based. Uh-huh. So instead of medieval times, it's more further back mm-hmm. in time.
Yeah.
So we have axe throwing, we got cool. strongman games. We're going to have a live Viking band called Nordenfolk, and they're going to bring traditional instruments.
Oh, wow.
And,
cool.
They're going to play a whole set of cool stuff. They have an interactive thing to show you all the different instruments that they use. Uh-huh. And we have a bard that's going to tell, her name's Ermengerd, and she tells amazing stories, and they're all Viking stories mm-hmm. of heroes, history and things. It makes it super interesting, interactive. The children love it.
I imagine they do.
even I got captivated when sitting there. I was
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, really? I can see, yeah. Tell me more.
Yes, yeah. it was so good. And then let's see. We have a harpist and a violinist mm-hmm. that are coming
cool.
to play traditional songs as well.
Wow.
And we will have fire spinners for the evening, and we'll have a big bonfire uh-huh. at the end of the day.
Fire spinners.
People that twirl fire okay. around sticks or
yeah.
even swallow or spit fire.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Ooh. They're amazing. And shout out to Phantom Flow Arts for coming. Mm-hmm. They're going to be awesome.
So you're going to have a big bonfire at the end of it, you say?
Yes. Saturday night we'll uh-huh. have a big bonfire, and then Sunday we're going to just resume normal schedule, and 10 to 6 both days.
Both days. Now, how much does it cost to get in?
$20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
If you pre-order today, I believe there's still $15 online.
Cool. How do the, where do they go to do that? As far as online,
you can scan the QR code, view our Facebook page. It's on Tixer, where the tickets are located at. It's a new ticketing system that HypeCon has implemented, and it's super resourceful. There's payment plans. If you get like 30 people coming with you at the same time, you can do payment plans on it.
All right. Do you know the Facebook page off the top of your head?
It's Facebook.com/Spring Awakening Festival, and then we will have the event page, which is the Summer Awakening, on there.
Okay.
And everything is pinned to the top.
All right. So you can save money if you get them ahead of time. And then children 10 and under are free.
Correct.
All right, we're going to take a break, play more of the Best Most Country, come back and talk more about this, because we're just getting started on a Thursday morning, Friday Eve here on The Pig. That's Wade Hayes, and Don't Stop on the Pig, 1039mypigradio.com. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we're going to continue talking with our friend Michaela, and she's here talking about the Summer Awakening Viking Festival, which is going on this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at the Dancing Ranch Farm. That is 490 Miller County Road, 218, or you can put it into the Google map, whatever, Dancing Ranch Farm, that'll get you there. Great venue, outdoor venue, and it's going to be the weather this weekend is supposed to be fantastic. Going to be not hot, not humid, and just kind of nice. So it's going to be a great day to go outside and enjoy. Family-friendly event, as she was saying, they got all kinds of things for the children, the children's games, the adults, the axe-throwing games. They're going to have fire spinners, which sounds fascinating to me, bonfire at the end of it. And I know that they're going to have the concession stand out there open because we had Susan Dancer in here yesterday talking about stuff, and she not only do they have like pulled pork sandwiches and chips and drinks, but she also makes homemade candy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's said to be very, very good.
It's delicious.
Yeah. That's that freeze-dried candy. And I had freeze-dried candy one time, and you could get addicted to it. It's just that good. And so she is making that. So everything's going to be going on this weekend. When you have, I know this is not the first time y'all had events like this.
Mm-hmm.
You've had events similar to that. Do you have kind of like regulars that just love to come every time?
Yeah, we have quite a few people that come through that like to show up to all of our events and give us support for anything that HypeCon does.
Right.
And it's beautiful.
Well, it's fun and a little different. And sometimes we're looking for a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to travel. I know sometimes you have to travel to go find something a little different.
I think it's like a minimum of like 2.5 hours to travel to go anywhere to do anything.
To do anything like that. And it's just like, if you're looking for, and we, you know, you hear often, you know, oh, there's just nothing to do out here. There are things to do. You just have to kind of look for them or listen for them. And when one of these events that comes up that is just a little bit different but sounds a lot of fun, you ought to go check it out.
Absolutely. I think everybody should immerse themselves into different things. Make use of all the different stuff that Texarkana has.
Right.
Because people don't think we have things going on, but we really do, and we just want to support local.
Well, thanks to people like, and I know you're there with him, helping him, and he's got other people helping him, but to Darby, or Jesse Darby Tillis, as I know him, he is a, I don't know, I'd call it an innovative soul. He's looking for the little bit different, or the thing that might go, yeah, I hadn't done that in a long time, kind of thing, like the wrestling that he's brought back.
Absolutely.
I told him that, you know, I'm older, so I told him that when I was young, my dad would take me to wrestling matches at the Boys and Girls Club, which is the same place that they renovated into the Texarkana Recreation Center.
Mm-hmm.
It's even better. It's much better than it was even in its original state. It's a great facility, but they had wrestling there for years on the weekends, Fridays or Saturday. I forget which day it was, but he's brought that back, and things like this. It's just it makes Texarkana a better place and a more well-rounded place.
I think so too.
Yeah, absolutely. But this event on Saturday, Sunday is going to be for the entire family, obviously.
Absolutely. We have something for everybody to do. We have a plethora of vendors for different, like, interests. Mm-hmm. they're going to be carrying so much different stuff. We have like soaps to jewelry to clothes to like what is it, bones and other cool goodies. There's people that are going to be bringing like yummy candies and chocolates and soaps, and I'm just so excited. I'm going to try not to buy everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'll take two of these, two of those, two of them. Yeah.
It all
gets to looking pretty good when you do that. But this is going to be going on this Saturday and Sunday at 10 to 6 at the Dancing Ranch Farm down in Falk. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have one more segment with Michaela. Also, we're going to play a game.
Oh.
Yes, we play a game. Darby played a game the other day with his wrestlers. And he actually bailed out the wrestlers there, I think. So he was pretty good. We'll see how Michaela does. All right, more of the best of most country. That continues next on The Pig. Going to see some sunshine today, kind of warm, upper 80s, chance of storms this evening. But as we were mentioning, looks like Friday, Saturday, and Mother's Day Sunday is going to be fantastic as far as the weather temperatures, no rain. It should be good. John Michael Montgomery, life is a dance, and it certainly is. Just get up and dance, as he says, at 103.9 and mypigradio.com. It's the morning show, John and Friends, brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union. They've got three convenient locations to serve you, and they're stronger, smarter, and sensible. And those three locations are Ashdown, Wake Village, and, of course, Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. And right now we got about 70 degrees out there, heading to a warm high of 87. Chance of storms this evening. The whole forecast is coming up from the staff meteorologist here in just a couple of minutes. We're talking with Michaela. Summer Awakening Viking Festival going on this Saturday and Sunday at the Dancing Ranch Farm down in Falk. And I know that Darby brought us by some tickets to give away, which we will do on the Facebook page later today. So if this interests you and you want to get in for free, we're going to have some tickets that he left to give away. And we'll do it via the Facebook page a little bit later on today. And yeah, you could go for free. Otherwise, purchase your tickets. And we'll talk about that here in just a minute again. And we'll kind of go over it real quickly to talk about the wins, the wheres, and the hows you get your tickets. But let's play our game, Michaela. Are you ready?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if she's been awake long enough, but maybe so.
We'll see.
Is that from that TV show they used to have on a few years ago called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Oh, Lord. Probably not.
Sometimes they're easy and sometimes they're not so easy. So we'll see how easy they are today.
Fifth graders be smart now.
I know. They do things well. Fifth graders do what I used to do in high school about. And so it's, but anyway, this comes from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the United States. If you get 4 out of 5 right, we're going to move you on to the sixth grade. If you don't get 4 out of 5 right, I guess we'll go to summer school.
Okay.
But we won't count it against you. Let's see here. This is kind of like geography. Which type of map would show you weather and rain and things like that for a region? Okay, which kind of map would show you weather and rain and snow and things like that for a region? And it's multiple choice.
Okay, cool.
Is it A, climate map, B, topographic map, or C, physical map? We're talking weather.
Probably the climate map.
Probably the climate is correct.
Yay!
So she's off to a great start. Which of the following is not made up of atoms? Oh. You know those little atoms. Mm-hmm. Which of the following is not made up of atoms? A, gasoline, B, ice, or C, energy?
Energy.
Energy is correct. 2 out of 2.
Yay.
Here's some history. You got this, I think. Okay. What? Well, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm saying that. What revolution? And it's not a war. It's kind of like, what revolution is responsible for creating rapid growth in American cities? What revolution is responsible for creating rapid growth in American cities? Was it A, the American Revolution, which I told you it wasn't, so you can mark that one out. So is it B or C, the Industrial Revolution or the Electric Revolution? Which is responsible for creating rapid growth in American cities, Industrial Revolution or Electric Revolution?
Industrial.
She is 3-4-3. I'm getting very impressed here. What does a laser use to cut through metal? What does a laser use to cut through metal? Is it A, light, B, force, or C, fission? Laser cutting through metal. Light, force, or fission?
I want to say fission because I don't think it's light.
It is light.
Is it? What?
Yeah. It is light.
Okay.
It is light. That's the first one she's missed, though. So. All right. This one's a little tough. Okay? This one is tough. I'll just admit this one's tough. Who, because I wouldn't have known it if I wasn't looking at the answer. Who led an attack on Harpers Valley, Virginia in an attempt to start an armed revolt to help people who were enslaved? Okay, this is back during, I guess, Civil War or pre-Civil War time. Who led an attack on Harpers Valley, Virginia in an attempt to start an armed revolt of enslaved people? Was it A, Dred Scott, B, John Brown, or C, Charles Sumner? That is not an easy one at all. I'm just trying to think of a hint. If I give you a hint, it's going to give it away.
I'm going to say A because that's the only one I recognize.
Okay. I did recognize Dred Scott because I've heard of that.
Yeah.
There's a court case. I think there's a Supreme Court case.
It's probably not correct.
Dred Scott case.
Yeah.
But it's John Brown.
Well,
but you got most of them right, so you're going on to the sixth grade.
Yay!
Congratulations!
I smart.
Yes, I knew you were. All right, if you would, one more time, tell us the where's and the when's and how much it costs to get in for the Summer Awakening Viking Festival.
Okay, the Summer Awakening Viking Festival is going to be at the Dancing Ranch Farms in Falk, Arkansas. It's going to be from 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. You can buy tickets at the door for $20 or pre-order today and tomorrow for $15.
And where do you go to pre-order?
You're going to go online to Tixer.com and you're going to type in the HypeCon events and click on Summer Awakening Festival. If not there, you can go to our Facebook page, which is the Spring Awakening Viking Festival on Facebook, and we will have tickets linked at the top.
All right. Let's hold you over for one more break. 1039 mypigradio.com. Dwight Yoakam on the pig. 1039 mypigradio.com. It's the morning show. John and friends brought to you by Millway Federal Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, and sensible. And Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we held over our friend, our guest from the community, Michaela from the Summer Awakening Viking Festival. We were going over the dates, times, places, and where you can get information. Children under 10 and under get in for free. Mm-hmm. The adults can get their tickets ahead of time for 15 and then at the door 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what she said earlier. I just wanted to refresh my brain on that. Just in the next minute or so, kind of go over, because you went over it, but we may have a whole new set of people listening by now. Because listeners change out on us. All the different kinds of things for both the adults and kids that are going to be going on at the festival Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, so we will, I don't think I mentioned it earlier, but we're going to have stick pony races.
Stick pony races!
Yeah, so adults and children.
Yeah, everybody loves to do that, man.
We're going to have those. We're going to have strongman games, which is like throwing, like, shot put and like throwing logs and stuff like that.
If you're strong.
Yeah, if you're real strong, better show your strength. We will have X throwing, fire spinning, live bands, loads of vendors.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bard to tell stories that are intriguing for anybody and everybody. And we have a harpist and violinist coming from the Dallas Orchestra.
That is so cool. That is from the Dallas Orchestra, harpist and violinist. And then lots of things for the kids to do as well as the adults. It's a family-friendly event.
It is very family-friendly.
All right. So make plans to go there. And they're going to have concessions. You have that concession stand open. I remember Susan Dancer was saying pulled pork sandwiches and chips and a drink. And she's making that homemade freeze-dried candy.
Yeah. We also have the Jaloo gelato truck coming.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and,
cool.
I am waiting to hear back from the Rougarou Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there'll be food trucks as well.
Yep.
So the food part of it is covered. You're going to be in good shape as far as the food. The events for everybody, kids and adults, is going to be fun. And then it's going to be going on a beautiful day, both Saturday and Sunday, as far as the weather is concerned. And then you top it off with a bonfire.
Absolutely. Saturday night, we're going to end the day with a bonfire and a musical performance.
All right. And like I said, we'll be giving away some tickets via Facebook that Darby left for us. And look for that if you want to get the chance to get in for free. But otherwise, either online ahead of time or at the gate or door, whatever you want to call it, it's outside. But at the gate on Saturday or Sunday, you can purchase tickets there as well. Thanks so much for coming in, Michaela.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Well, we'll play more of the Best of Most Country as we continue on this Thursday morning. Don't forget, Shotgun Steve Kelly's Locked and Loaded with more of your favorites. He'll be in 10 until 2, and then Kelly O'Neill 2 to 7. That's your lineup for the rest of the day here on The Pig.